Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jana Vallabha Girvardhari Yasuda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasuda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Barada, Gopi Vala Barada, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya 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 Chela Bhajana Vinda Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivrata Vichara Astoth Ruta Tansi Sima Divine Grace Chela Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Guru Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki
Jai
Ananta Kodi Vaishnavi Ki All glories to the Sama devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sigur and Guranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrita naram cheva narutamam devim sarasvati vyatsa tatto jaya mudurai nastapayesu bhadrisu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamam sloke bhakti bhavayati naistiki. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter 13, 1-3, text 17, is that?
19.
Today is 19?
Yeah. This is Lakshman. He's the keeper of the records.
Huh?
He's the keeper of the records. He keeps us in the proper place in the Bhagavatam.
Okay. That's good. So, the title of the chapter, text 19, 1-9. Canto 3, chapter 13, text 19, 1-9. Srimad Bhagavatam. So the title of this chapter is The Appearance of Lord Varaha. Tasya bipashyata kasta chanena kila bharata gajamatra pavavrinde tadabhutam abun mata. Word for word translation. Tasya.
Tasya.
His.
His.
Apashyataha.
Apashyataha.
While thus observing. Kastaha.
Kastaha.
Situated in the sky.
Situated in the sky.
Shanena.
Shanena.
Suddenly.
Suddenly.
Kila.
Kila.
Verily.
Verily.
Bharata.
Bharata.
O descendant of Bharata.
O descendant of Bharata.
Gajamatraha.
Gajamatraha.
Just like an elephant.
Just like an elephant.
Pravavride.
Pravavride.
Thoroughly expanded.
Thoroughly expanded.
Tap.
Tap.
That.
That.
Abhutam.
Abhutam.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Abhut.
Abhut.
Transformed.
Transformed.
Mahat.
Mahat.
Into a gigantic body. Translation. Translation by His Divine Grace is confounded. Acharya Srila Bhaktivinoda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O descendant of Bharata, while Brahma was observing him, that boa became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation as gigantic as a great elephant. Please responsibly repeat. O descendant of Bharata,
while
Brahma was observing him, that boa became situated in the sky
in
a wonderful manifestation
as gigantic
as a great elephant. So there's no purport to that text. And I go to text 20. Marichi pramukha viprai kumarai manunasaha distratat sukaram rupam takayam asa chitrada. Translation. Struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boat-like form in the sky, Brahma with great Brahmanas like Maharishi, as well as the Kumaras and Manu, began to argue in various ways. There's no text, no purport to this text also, so I go to the next one till we catch up with the purport, one with the purport. Kimetat sukara swajam satram divyam avastitam aho bhattachayam nidham nachayame vinishtitam. In this psalm, is this some extraordinary entity? Is this some extraordinary entity come in the pretense of a boa? It is very wonderful that he has come from my nose. Text 22. Dristo angostas siromatra shanat ganda shila samaha api sweet bhagavanesha jagyome ketayamanaha. Translation. First of all, this boa was seen no bigger than the tip of a tongue. And within a moment, he was as large as a stone. My mind is perturbed. Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu? Srila Prabhupada's purport. Since Brahma is the supermost person in the universe, and he had never before experienced such a form, he could guess that the wonderful appearance of the boa was an incarnation of Vishnu. The uncommon features are symptomatic of the incarnation of Godhead can bewilder even the mind of Brahma. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Saksulam Miritam Jena Tasmai Si Gaurave Namaham Si Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchaka Pataribhyacha Kripa Sundubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, this is another very interesting chapter in the Bhagavatam. Of course, all of the Bhagavatam historiographic ideas and even the philosophy of the Bhagavatam is very much relishable by even the Atmarams, even those who are so self-satisfied. In this world, if you keep hearing about someone, at some point in time you get fed up with the whole stuff. You say, come on, tell me something else. Oh, you keep telling me about this person. But the Bhagavatam, people don't get, they don't get tired of hearing about the philosophy of the Bhagavatam, the history of the Bhagavatam, and even the religious or spiritual practices entailed in the Bhagavatam. So here is a very interesting, very stimulating story that this is a dialogue between Maitreya and Vidura. And Maitreya Muni is recounting all of these incidents that had happened, you know, several years ago to Vidura. So here, Maitreya Muni is recounting the agitations of Lord Brahma. Remember that the art was, you know, pushed into the mire of the ocean. And imagine if there is a hurricane and there's a flood. Before even it comes, there's an alarm. Hey, it's going to hit this area, get out from this place. And if you imagine a situation where the whole planet is just been, you know, pushed down, that's strange. No one can save that type of planet.
Because, I mean, like, I was communicating with one Columbia University student, and her friends told me that she's an atheist. But because she got interested to get in touch with me, because I was going to deliver a talk on effective time management for academic achievements at Columbia University. But then I was not able to make it. And so this girl was, you know, pursuing the devotee who was arranging the program for me. And then she really got hold of her. Then she told me that, all right, can I give your information to her? I said, yes, why not? Give her information. And so this girl was communicating. But then the devotee told me that she's avowed atheist. So I don't know who you're going to preach to her. I said, that's no problem. I like this type of people who claim that, you know, there's no God. So anyway, in one of our communications, I was asking her that, where were you during the hurricane? And I hope you were saved. And I mentioned that, you know, they've told us so many things about this hurricane coming, but no one could stop it. I said, any thought on this? There was prediction that, you know, hurricane is going to come. But how is it that nobody could stop it? It means that we can only predict. We can't really stop anything. So is there some superpower above us? Because I was raising this issue because, her friends told me that, you know, she's an atheist. So the point is, someone may even claim to be an atheist. I remember when we were little kids, during the so-called Apollo exploration, I think Apollo 11 or so, we were little kids at that. I remember I was a little kid at that time, and then we heard of this, you know, moon exploration and all this by these scientists. But also, I remember my dad told me that, you know, these are gross atheists who don't believe in God. But from the stories that we heard, they have some difficulty, they have some big challenge, and they ask the people on earth that you pray for us. These are people who believe there is no God. So the demons also, you know, they tend to act as if they are the supermost human beings. And in fact, that they are the ones, they're supposed to be the object of worship. So they perform all this type of heinous activities, disturbing people and, in fact, even having to push down this planet down into the mouth of the ocean. So that is something that no one could actually come to the rescue, except the person who actually, you know, is the brain behind the universe, or the brain behind the ocean. Otherwise, I mean, who could save such a situation? Therefore, the Lord has to come himself. Remember, he mentioned in the Gita that whenever there is a discrepancy in religious practice, and when there is so much of predominance of irreligion, when the demons tend to take over situation, then Krishna comes to the rescue. And sometimes we may have some challenges, and we think that, oh, I am finished. At the time that we are completely, desperately helpless, that is the time Krishna strikes to give us a surprise package. So this is also a similar case that even Lord Brahma, who is the creator, the second creator, he was puzzled. He didn't know what was happening. So here he was. All of a sudden, a little teeny spark out from his nostril. And then began to to develop. And then, before you could know, I mean, he's up to the size of an elephant. What a mystery. But then the point is, the Lord has come to rescue the earth. So, it's just like every president of a country has what we call prerogative of mercy. Once or twice in a year, he goes to the prison and randomly releases people Or said, oh, you, get my blessings, leave this prison. Oh, you, leave this prison. Oh, you, leave this prison. This is prerogative of mercy. If the president or the governor of his state, they go to the prison. In most countries, it's during the independence and some other official days. So they go and release people. So if the president could go to the prison, but you go to the prison to point people to release them, means you're going to the prison. But you're not a prisoner because you're the president. You just went there for a special mission. So in a similar way, the Lord, who is the creator of this prison, the material universe is a prison. And sometimes we tend to forget. And, you know, we get caught up with so much of the glamour of these material hallucinations. But an intelligent person, if he's in prison, and even if he is handcuffed with golden handcuffs, he knows or she knows that he or she is a jailbird. Because sometimes people are in the prison and they're giving all sort of comfort. TV, they bring you newspapers also to read and all this, in bed. You are under arrest. There are certain things you can't go beyond in some, you know, some scope, some circumference. You can't do things on your own. Every time you're being monitored. I mean, it's just like when Strauss-Kahn, the former IMF director, was, you know, incarcerated for, you know, supposedly sex crimes. Although he was just a big guy, but the next moment he became a prisoner. But it's not that they put him in a cell, one small cell. He was incarcerated and was being monitored. There are limited people who go to visit him. And so in a similar way, we may be thinking that, you know, we are free guys. We are, you know, so we can do anything we like. But, you know, the Bhagavatam and, of course, the major thesis of the Vaishnava Vedanta is that we have to struggle to be able to extricate ourselves from the shackles of material incoherences. This is the main business of the Lord coming. So here, not only are the denizens of the early planet the prisoners, but even that prison house has been pushed down, has been run over by a hurricane flood. Huh? Terrible hurricane flood. Katrina, maybe. So can you imagine that? Yeah. If someone is in prison, okay, and even that prison has been overtaken by floods due to Katrina. This is exactly what the earth planet was passing through. And the Lord could not tolerate this. Although we are prisoners, but when he sees us in some real difficulty, he finds a way to come to help us. So, the point here is, Varaha, it is mentioned that in this very chapter, I think it's some previous verse, that Jiva Goswami mentioned that, you know, there are two different types of Varaha incarnation. And one of them is in the Saksusha millennium, and then the other one has some other bearing. So the point that we are talking about is not a matter of chronological sequence or just some historiographic ideologies, but the essence of the Lord coming to give a chance to the living beings on this planet to be able to go back and back to God. If someone is dead, for instance, and you bring the person back to life by some mystic power, I don't see anything that you've done to the person. Because if you bring the person back to life and he's going to continue with sinful activities, what is the value? Huh? I think it's better to die. It's better to die than bringing the person back to life and then to come and increase the person's sinful reactions. So the Lord's idea is that he comes when there is so much of irreligiosity that is pervading in human society. So what could be more irreligiosity than the demons having to take over even the whole planet and push the planet down into the ocean? That is why the Lord was attracted to come. And whenever he comes, just like in the case of the Vara, now the Lord also can assume any form. A boa. Who can imagine the Lord taking the form of a boa? But he has to do a dirty job. He wouldn't come like Lord Chaitanya, you know, plumping young guy and beautiful and all this, and to go and do that job. How is he going to do it? So he came as a boa to be able to do that job. According to this, proper we call it this Kalapatra. According to time and place, time and circumstance. So the Lord assumes different forms to come. And sometimes if he does not come himself, he sends someone to come to do the job. If the job does not really require his personal presence, but in this case, it required the personal presence of the Lord, because it's only him who could take different forms. You know, when we talk of the empowered incarnation, they come mostly as human beings. Huh? We never hear of empowered incarnation coming as a tortoise or as a boar. No. It's only the Lord who takes all of these different forms, because all of these forms are his manifestations. And the jiva is also his manifestation. But the jiva is the tattva shakti. And so the Lord doesn't want to trouble the jiva with all these type of things. When the trouble is really much, he comes himself. I mean, it's like you send if you're a military commander, you may send your boys to the war front. But if the war is too much, the general himself, he wants to go there. He can't be sending people. Jack can't have a job of sending people. He wants to go there and experience it himself. So this is what basically happened. If the war is too tough, the Lord comes himself. This is what exactly happened here. In this type of situation, no jiva could deal with it. Therefore, the Lord came as a boy. And so, if we understand in principle that the Lord is merciful, or the Lord is compassionate, and this is real compassion. Because etymologically, the word compassion brings to bear that the compassionate entity will have to do the job for the person. It's different from someone being empathic or sympathetic. Compassion is different. Compassion means, I see you suffering and I come to rescue you. I don't come to give instruction. No, do like this. You know? I personally come to rescue you. I don't mind. It's like someone who is drowning, and then the compassionate soul has to jump in to save that person. You have to be an expert swimmer. If even you're an expert swimmer, you have to be able to get that proper qualification as a life saver before you jump in to rescue a drowning person. The expertise on all these fields is endowed with the Lord. And so that is why there was a case where one young girl was drowning. And then the boyfriend jumped, you know, to try to save him, and the two of them drowned. Yes. So you may be a swimmer. The boyfriend knows how to swim. Okay? But you know, he tried to save him, but then, you know, I tried to save her, but he couldn't save her. The both of them died. So it requires a perfection in rescue operation. This is actual, you know, people are proud that, you know, they have rescue expertise operational rescue, in expertise in operational rescue. But this is the main expertise of the Lord. And so we should appreciate the fact that we are worshiping someone who comes to the rescue. And if we really have faith, we will experience it. And we have seen so many people have experienced it. This is on a grand scale. This is on a macro scale. But even on a micro scale, a lot of devotees have experienced the perfection of the rescue operation of Lord Krishna. I remember the case of even Queen Kunti. When she was being derobed in the assembly. So she was struggling to save herself. But then when she found out when she became desperately helpless, nothing she could do to be able to save herself. She surrendered. Hey, Govinda. At that time, immediately Krishna came to the rescue. So, we are very fortunate. We should hold tight to this great fortune. And it's just like Lord Boa came to rescue the earth. If we are in a precarious situation, the Lord will always come to rescue. In fact, we are already in a precarious situation, and therefore Lord Krishna came to the rescue. He came in the form of his holy name, Nama Prabhu. And is here to save all conditioned souls who clench on to that rope of safety. Can you imagine? You know, in most countries, the Christians are very antagonistic to the devotees. But I remember when we were on Ratayatra Parade, I'm getting to one church there, Arlington Street. You know, the church officials, they came to invite devotees to come into the church to chant. Is it not amazing? And not only were the devotees chanting, and they were participating and, you know, jubilating, but some of them even came to embrace the devotees, heart to heart, in the church. This is not Purana, just a few days back. Right here in Boston. So anyone who takes advantage of this Krishna consciousness will experience wonders beyond his or her explications. And therefore, just like Lord Boa came to save the earth, Nama Prabhu has come to save us. Lord Krishna also has incarnated again, unexpectedly, to save us because we are in trouble. We are in trouble. We are in trouble. So we should take advantage of the Lord's appearance and save ourselves. Hare Krishna. Are there some comments, some questions, or some challenges on this point? Yes.
Bharat, it was a very, very enlightening lecture. I have a question that today, you know, the way people are misinterpreting, including me, you know, the way misinterpreting Lord coming here to save us, that means this world is a place for enjoyment and you know, my business is to pray the Lord, so he comes and gives me comforts and he comes and saves me when I'm in trouble. Even Lord coming to save us is being misinterpreted.
Okay.
Place for my enjoyment. My question is, why does Lord come to save us in this prison house anyways?
Yeah. Why does he come to save us? You see, we are prodigal children, you know. We are prodigal children. We are runaway kids. We are runaway kids. And so, because the Lord loves us so much, although we try to run away, he still does not, you know, give up the rope of protection and affection. If you love someone, if even, I remember, I think someone someone was giving some story. I think, I don't know whether Prabhupada is the one who gave this story about, what's the name of this Indian man who, Gandhi. Yeah. Gandhi, I had a story about Gandhi and his wife. So, one time he became very angry with his wife and said, so just get out, just go away. Just go away from my life. Just go. And so, you know, in India, the question of divorce is, I mean, it's unheard of, especially on that high or social caliber. So, but then, you know, he was insisting that he must go. So anyway, the woman, just to avoid trouble, so she went out. She didn't carry anything, she just went out. And then later, you know, Gandhi, you know, in that, he still was maintaining his fury, and then he had a knock on the door. And then he just went there to open the door, wondering, who is this person when, you know, I'm very upset? Is this his wife? And then he said, but I told you to go! Why are you here again? And the woman said, very politely, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anywhere to go. So, this is supposed to be the mood of the jiva, but we are very rebellious. The Lord did not ask us to go. We left ourselves. We run away. We don't want to associate with him. We don't want his company. We turn our backs to him. Krishna Bhayamukha. We want to enjoy separately from him. Hana Boga, Vanchakari. But the Lord doesn't mind all of this, you know, childish insult. If your child insults you, your child, you know, spanks you on your cheek. I mean, the parent would take it as a joy. That is the position of the Lord. Although we're rebellious, still he watches out. He sends his agents to come and see. Please tell that boy he should come back home. He should come back home. He has, you know, there's so much of resources here. Come back. You don't need to work so hard out there. Come back. I have so much of wealth. You can just take part of this wealth. And then we still say, no, I don't want your wealth. I want to work myself. I want to struggle myself and have my own resources, have my own finances. I don't want to have anything to do with you. For nothing. Okay. So this is the affection of a genuine, compassionate parent. That if even the child is rebellious, the parent will still be sending, you know, gifts. Just to see that he or she entices the child to again to remember that I love you, I care for you, please come back home. This is the position of the Lord. Because he knows that we are in a state of avisuddha buddhaya, contaminated intelligence. Because our intelligence is polluted, we can't reason properly. The Lord knows this. And so here we are thinking, oh, this material world, look at all these beautiful things going on there, wonderful things going on. Let me enjoy myself. I mean, it's like, you know, when Indra was cursed one time to take the body of a boar, the devil got time to tell him that the period is over. You have solved, I mean, it's okay, you can come back. He was covered by the losing energy. Now he said, come on, go where? Which heaven? Look at all my piglets. Who's going to take care of this? What are you talking about? Go where? This is due to avisuddha buddhaya, impure intelligence. And so Lord Brahma has to kick him out from that body, force him out from that body, from the deer, from the boa body. So, and that is precisely what even the Lord does sometimes, like at the end of the at the end of Kali, you know, Kalki will come and then just chop people's head. Psh, 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 psh. Send them back to God. Yeah. Because we are so stubborn. We are so attached to these bodies. The bodies are giving us so much trouble. I mean, it's like someone, someone that is, you know, they kick him on the head. I say, get out from here. And he says, oh, no, no, no. I know that you're doing this because you love me so much. Yeah, the people have different interpretations. Why? Because of very strong attachment to the illusory energy. So the Lord knows that. And despite the fact that we are deviants, he loves us. This is the meaning of love. This, your question is very nice. Very nice question. This is because of the love he has for us. And if even he saw, and he sees that we are deviants, he still cares. He comes to try to help us. And sometimes, I remember a case when someone was telling me how the both of them, husband and wife, young couples, they went to, one of these Arab countries. And then, you know, the woman got entangled with another man. So this guy, he was communicating with me and he was telling me about his predicaments. I said, you know, but why don't you just plead with her to come back? He said, have done all of that. Have done all of that. She refused to come back. She's just, you know, glued to this guy. And, you know, she abandoned the house. She abandoned her child, abandoned the house, and has gone with this man. But so the guy was still making efforts to see that, you know, she comes back. So this is the nature of conditioned souls. We are very unpredictable, and we are very unappreciable. Conditioned soul, we don't appreciate anything. But the Lord knows our follies, he knows our predicaments, so he doesn't mind whatever that happens. He calms himself due to the fact that he has so much of love and affection for us. And that is why he takes it upon himself to be able to come to help us out of this very situation. And of course, some people are taking advantage. A number of people may not be able to take advantage because of deficiency in pious orientation, in pious merits. But again, if we simply follow what Prabhupada has given to us, then a lot of people will be able to come to benefit. I mean, just like Prabhupada established this movement by simple procedures, simple process of chanting in the park. For he went to chant in the park himself. And you know, a lot of people, a lot of young people came with him to the storefront. So this is because they got some purification by hearing the holy name, by seeing the sadhu, by seeing the empowered incarnation of the Lord. So if we are aware of the fact that the world is a very difficult place and that people are very conditioned, and if even they hear and see Pashana Pina Pashati, even after seeing, even after hearing, people are so conditioned they can't give up their bad ways. It's so difficult for them to give up their sin gratificatory pursuits. So we have to be compassionate like the Lord. That, like, for those who are working in offices, if you go and tell somebody, you know, about this very strange and strict philosophy, they will say, come on, what are you talking about? But if we are friendly with such people, they come close. They see our lifestyle. We are in the same office with them. And then our lifestyle is different. They'll be motivated. They'll be inspired to try to live like us. Because how many people, I remember one guy, he was smoking. And another person came by there to light a cigarette. One girl came to light her cigarette. And so I was just watching the scenario. And I couldn't really hold myself, so I asked this guy that, if I strike a match before you, what will you do? He said he will call the police. He said he will call the police. I say, why? Because he said, it's an assault. I said, but here you are. You are assaulting, you are smoking the fire yourself. You didn't call the police. Anyway, so we just laughed over. He saw that, he realized that I was just a funny guy. Huh? So we just laughed over. So people sometimes they don't even know what they are doing. Okay, except you get close to them like a friend to analyze situations. But if you say you want to even preach to such people, no, you just, in most cases, you're just wasting your time. Because they are glued to it. They are addicted to it. And when we approach such people in a friendly manner, then it could make some difference. So the point is, yes, the Lord comes because of his love and affection for us. All right. Thank you very much for coming to participate in this Krishna consciousness. We don't want to hold you. This is early morning, so most of you will be going for different duties. Thank you for coming. Shri Prabhupada ki. Yeah.